Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tulane football is in the college football playoff for the first time in this new playoff scenario with 12 teams competing for a national championship. I'm not sure what a hell of a hullabaloo exactly is, but I know we'll have one on our hands if Tulane beats Ole Miss in Oxford and advances to play in the Sugar Bowl against Georgia on the road to the national championship on New Year's Day. To help us talk about what's going on with the Green Wave, Maddie Hudak, the Tulane sideline reporter. Hey, Maddie.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, man, what a great run this is for the Green Wave, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if you told me when I took this job 5 years ago and then they won two games in my first season that they'd be in the college football playoff, you know, just 5 years later, I would have thought you were ridiculous. And then, you know, here we are.
Yeah, here we are, winning the conference championship as underdogs at Yulman. How crazy was that, and how much fun did you have on the sideline?
It was really fun, and, you know, as much as it, you know, I know that, like, betting line-wise, they were underdogs. I'll say the second that kickoff really started, it never really felt that way, and I think that's really just the important part of being able to have that home advantage in Yulman Stadium, and then also to just have the experience of knowing what it's like to lose one of those. Especially not on your home turf. I think that really gave Tulane an advantage. It was cool to really kind of watch that just set in early and never relinquish.
You know, I think about 25, 30 years ago going to the Superdome, which was essentially empty, watching Tulane play in the Dome, and there was nobody there even during the 13-0 season. And then someone says, you know what, we need to build a stadium on campus again. And that's going to lead to a revival of Tulane football. I think there were a lot of doubters then, but now the proof is in the pudding, and here we are, huh?
Oh, without question. I mean, I went to Tulane, you know, when Yulman Stadium was actually built. And I remember when I applied there and decided to go that I kind of acknowledged I was, you know, essentially giving up any hopes of, you know, college football experience. And then, you know, they built Yulman. I was abroad the first year I came back, and you could kind of see what the potential was there. But I remember, you know, every game I've gone to is more than the ones I ever got on a bus to go down to the Superdome and attend. And so to really just see how quickly that's really brought the football culture back has been really cool to watch.
And back in force. Now, what do you think about this matchup with Ole Miss? Now, you said you didn't feel like Tulane was an underdog in the conference championship, but 16.5 points. Wow, these odds makers get paid a lot of money to come up with these figures, and they're usually pretty close. That just seems like a mountain of an underdog to be in this game against Ole Miss, which handily defeated the Green Wave earlier this season.
I was going to say, I mean, I absolutely understand why the line is that way. You go off of how the result went down earlier this season. I do think, you know, rematches are just always a dangerous thing. You know, I don't think you ever really want to face a team twice for those reasons. And you just look at the Tulane team back in September. I mean, you had Jake Retzloff show up on campus about a month before that game started. And for perspective, that was the first game that he threw a touchdown pass to a wide receiver all season long. It just took this team a little bit of time to really figure out what was happening on the offensive side. And the defensive side, you know, that was one of several offensive tests that they would have throughout the season. And yes, they really, really failed the first one. But it's just, it's such a different team in December, one that's really actually gone through some things and figured it out as a team, than the one that just looked really lost, dazed, and confused on the sideline in Oxford, one that really didn't know each other or know how to play for one another. And I think we'll at least see a lot more inspired football from Tulane in this rematch.
And definitely a different Tulane team, 100% a different Ole Miss team with a different coach, as we know now that they told their coach to hit the road. If you want to go coach at LSU, Lane Kiffin, then you're not coaching our team in the playoffs. And so now they have a interim coach coaching against Tulane in this playoff game. We shall see two very different teams than the last time we met. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to ask Matty Hudak about these reports that Tulane now knows who its next head coach is going to be. We'll talk about that after this WWL traffic. Talking with Matty Hudak, the Tulane sideline reporter, about Tulane being in the playoffs, going on up to Oxford for an opportunity to take on Ole Miss, and if they win, advance to the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day in the Superdome against Georgia. We'll see how that goes for the Green Wave. In the meantime, it looks like they may have their next head coach on tap. Matty, what can you tell us about Will Hall?
Yeah, I mean, so I've only been around Will Hall for this last season, him coming on as the team's passing game coordinator. But what I will say is when I came on for my first season as a sideline reporter, it was the season right after Will Hall actually left as from the offensive coordinator role to go take the job at Southern Miss. And I really remember just being very taken by how much these guys spoke about a guy that was no longer on staff. And you would ask Michael Pratt kind of who the coordinator was that meant the most to him. It was always Will Hall. He's the one that really developed and cultivated Michael Pratt. Speaking to a lot of the former players as well on Friday, that was kind of who they all really wanted. And so at least, you know, if you're going to listen to the guys that actually played for this program, seems like they all really wanted it to be Hall, at least the guys that have been around him recently.
Well, there was talk about poaching LSU's defensive coordinator, Blake Baker, but when that fell apart, is Hall the second choice, or were those reports maybe overblown, do you think?
I honestly don't know. You know, I think it was easy to kind of see what the potential was there with the Blake Baker hire, and the fact that, you know, ultimately Will Hall has tried and not had a successful stint as a head coach, whereas Blake Baker hasn't had that opportunity yet. So I can see kind of leaning that way with a guy that actually played for the program. It would have had a cool history connecting it, but that process did kind of drag out for whatever reason. They weren't actually able to close the deal with Baker. And so, you know, I think that Will Hall's name was always involved in the process. And I know the internal hire isn't always sexy, but I think that it gives them the best chance of continuity and keeping at least a lot of this championship team and roster and staff together.
All right. Well, but none of this matters right now because John Summerall is staying on as the head coach as long as this playoff run continues, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. So if anything, it's kind of, you know, a little easier way to kind of promote the next guy that's already in the building. But yeah, Summerall will be finishing this out with these guys.
Matty, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the ride. You're right. You picked the right time to come on and be the sideline reporter there as you've watched this program grow and ascend to now being in the playoffs. And best of luck to the Green Wave at Ole Miss. Let's hope they can come and play in the Dome again, this time in the Sugar Bowl in a quarterfinal playoff match.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a blast these last 5 years for sure, so hopefully it continues on this season.
Roll Wave!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.